This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers is pushing President Joe Biden's administration to put more sanctions on the military junta in Myanmar in response to its coup and violent crackdown on protesters. A group of six Democrats and Republicans urged Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in a letter Tuesday to explore new avenues to support the people of Burma in their ongoing struggle for democracy in the face of escalating crimes against humanity. They want the Biden administration to stop money flowing from businesses, including U.S. energy powerhouse Chevron. The senators say Chevron is connected to an agency within Myanmar's energy ministry that provides financial support to military leaders, including the junta leader and others already under U.S. sanctions. Human rights groups have urged energy companies, including Chevron and Total, to cut ties to Myanmar after the military ousted the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, detaining her and cracking down on protesters. The World Health Organization says a variant of COVID-19 troubling India has been found in at least 17 countries. The UN Health Agency said Tuesday it is not yet ready to label the variant as more dangerous, but there are fears the mutation is contributing to the unfolding nightmare in India. Medical oxygen and ventilators are among shipments of emergency supplies arriving in India as part of a global campaign to help with the deadly wave in the latest pandemic hotspot. There's been an explosion of infections. 350,000 new cases were recorded there on Tuesday alone. This is VOA News.